Oops. Okay. Wow. Hello, did you find out how long I'm supposed to speak tomorrow and who are you?
I didn't find out. I assume for an hour.
A whole hour. Wow.
I
What am
think
I
it's a
supposed to do?
Q&A. I think it's a Q&A.
Q&A for an hour. Okay, so then maybe I'll say sheer near you. We can, why not? I'm there already. Okay, it sounds exciting. It's an appearance, and you actually appeared in Yeshiva. Wow. Actually, I was there last Friday, 10 days ago, for I had to meet somebody there, but there was no one around. It was basically a ghost town. All righty. All right, I think we should begin the Gemara. Masechta Yevamos, Daf Mem Zayin. Mem Zayin of Beis towards the bottom, the last eight narrow lines. The Srabi might feel those some yard. Okay, Ushne Tamini Chachamim owned the Malgabov. Frank the Gemara, Amra Abichia, Rabbi Yochanan, Gertzer, or Shlosha. Rabbi Yochanan, the Tana, Tani Shlosha. Let's change the text from two to three. From two to three. Okay. Until this point in time, we haven't mentioned the fact this whole long brisa, they need a bezdin. You get an impression that the milah and the first hodah does not require a bezdin. And that's exactly why the Gemara asked earlier, why do you need it for? What do you need this first hodah for? To which the Gemara answered, we spoke about yesterday, ki parish parish. The second hodah is not for that reason. And it doesn't even mention onshim. The first hodah keeps talking about the onshim and the tchuyim and the schufim, all that stuff. And the second hodah, very brief. What does it say? Again, the brisa said at the beginning, if you recall, the Gemara has called Amar Mar. Marisa shebaslis gaya mixes chachamoros. Again, the parish parish. At that point in time, it's going on. We saw from the Bahag yesterday all the onshim and the schufim and all that stuff. Okay, but what the Brisa says in the Srapi might be some yad shinu chama modi and osan mitzvahs mitzvahs kalas or mitzvahs mitzvahs chamuros. Guess what? The Brisa doesn't ask my timer. Nothing. It just passes it out without any comment. Presumably, the reason is being. They didn't ask my timer because that's the ikar of, that's it. That's the ikar. Remember, we already said in kiba molo somiyat and lo mashina, right? So the oh, this is the vart. The first hodah is what's called mefuretas, and it quotes from Rav Kook. Had yotos ain't ruin law. You have to, as we said earlier ourselves, you have to paskin, is he a worthy candidate or not? The second hodah is bekitzer and bez is me'akev. Had yotos even ruin. Remember what he said from Rabbi Shechter Shlita Ginas Egos. It's bezin ha'makayim, not bezin ha'moreh. You already mentioned a very nice idea from I think from the other sefer. That maybe that's a question whether you need a smuchim or not. Right? If it's a horoi, you need smuchim. If it's just the kayim, perhaps you would not need smuchim. Okay. Now, there's an interesting question over here by Evan Meshuchra. So you have to have a Kabbalah. Some say, Meshachiro Bal Karcho. The sugars here in the Gemara, Daf Memches. No need to be Mekabal anything. But the Machlokes, if an Eved requires Kabbalah, Kabbalah is all mitzvahs, right? That's the Gemara over here we spoke about on Daf Mem Zayin, was based on the bottom. Echad Gev, Echad Eved Meshuchra. And that's what the word, that's the only place we found in Shas. The Kabbalah of all mitzvahs. And someone says, well, you don't have to have Kabbalah of all mitzvahs. That's a machlokes for Eved Meshuchra. We get an impression that certainly a ger has to have Kabbalah's all mitzvahs. Absolutely has to be. Right? Presumably, the same as the rotzon to be Megayer's Ma'akev, the rotzon the Kabbalah mitzvahs presumably is actually Ma'akev. Oh, is it Tosfos Rabosai? In Masechta Kiddushin, Samach Beis Amid Beis. We did a Tosfos. Samach Beis Amid Beis. There we go. Tosfos is Lashon. Here, Masechta Kiddushin, Samach Beis Amid Beis, tells us that Kabbalah's mitzvahs require three. Tefillah is enough to have one. Im kvar kibel olav ha-mitzvahs. We have this Tosfos in Yevamos already, but the explicit idea that you have to have the Kabbalah as ha-mitzvahs, that's found, you know, clearly in here in the Tosfos, the top Tosfos in Samach Beis and Beis, okay? That we have to have. You have to have Kabbalah as ha-mitzvahs. It's explicit in Tosfos. So you see clear that it's not just a made-up thing. One of the people who had accused the Sefer based Tshuva's based Yitzchak of creating a new category called Kabbalah Samitzvahs. No, it's Miyake. No. Tosis is over here. And again, I'm reading it one more time. Tosis talks about what he says. Read the exact Russian. Says, you need shlosh of a Kabbalah Samitzvahs. This is what it means. All right. The Kabbalah Samitzvahs. Tvila, to enough to have one, right? Im kibel olav ha-mitzvahs. You see that the critical nature of Kabbalah Samitzvahs, number one, it has to exist. And number two, it has to be in front of three people. The first line in the Tosfos. It's an absolute must. That's a must. The first Hodah, right? The first Hodah, you know, the second one may not even require a Beis Din. The Hodah is what's called the Rafka Lemilsa to clarify that he did not back out. It's not like Rashi. Rashi said that Ika Kabbalah Samitzvahs is Mishasa Tevila. But the Kondatosis could be the initial Hodah is the most important part. And the second perfunctory Hodah, just to make sure he didn't back out. And anyway, in any event, the Kabbalah is the Ika Regerus, and it simply has to be Ma'akev. It's interesting. If you take a look at the Tosis Chan Mikamoy, a Memhaman base. Printed in the bottom of the daf, first column, and Hamid base. Look what it says. The case of Milotovel and Nidusa, a complicated story, Tovel and Kerio, etc. He says as follows. Kibla Allah, the case of Gemara, Kibla Allah, Mixas Mitzvahs Kalas, or Mixas Mitzvahs Chamurus, Uvishas Gerusa, Lo tovlo l'shem geirus, l'shem tovlo l'yachay yimei nidusa l'tara l'bailo. So therefore he says, v'lo tovlo l'nidusa, the kevin shem tovlo l'nidusa, o ish tovlo l'kerio, sh'mamina, v'kabolas ha-mitzvot shekiblu aleim, heim omdim. They're not backing out. Rabbo says, I told you a minute ago, they still are still holding on to the Kabbalah Samitzvahs, which happened previously. That's such an important nakuda. Such an important nakuda. And he says, then he says, call the bar a more, you'll travel the carry out. She this guy and mother keep a Mrs. Kaburus. Yeah. Afa pisha bishasa kabola, lo nis damen leo shem shlosha, bechakak tova le kario, also lo tvila. Ay, shlosh shlosha? No! Le chatchila! To be his own le chatchila. They quote the riffles this way. Kosho, do you mixes mitzvahs kals, u mixes chamechamurus, bishas milo, bishas tvila? A whole new vart. A whole new vart. That's what he says. That's what he says. Amazing. Amazing. That's what he says. This is the Tosus Chad Mekamoy on Daf Mem Hem and Beis towards the end of column one. Column one. And he says further, Mem Zayin Amad Aleph. Again, I'm not going to read you the whole thing. There, Idi Abezdin, the Chatchila. Lo dia mixes kalos and mixes chamuris, and that's lechatchila. But even a hodah with one person would also suffice, technically speaking. Oh, you may remember how did we start our very opening shiur on geiris. Whenever, how long time ago it was? I can't remember how long ago it was. We started the gemara krisus daftes. What do you want to say krisus daftes? Mila, tvila, and atzos damim and a korban. What about kabbalas and mitzvahs? You know why he doesn't mention it? He says, "Bishlosh dvarim nichlasu lebris." Nichlasu lebris. Bris means kabbalas ha-mitzvahs. That's why it's not mentioned as a separate thing. The bris is the kabbalas ha-mitzvahs. Oh, fine. As we already mentioned yesterday, it's the chadu chazara from yesterday's shir in the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia in Perek Yudgimel. The contrast between the first odor and the second Odah. In the first Odah, Halacha Yudalit, this is a little Chazara from yesterday. What did he say? In Modiyin, also, Kovet Ola Torah, but Torah, Shesh Basiyos Alam Eratzis, Kadesh Yifroshu. That's the initial Odah. Okay? Now, and then it says, another expression, idea of Ger shlo bot ku achav shlo hu diu ha mitzvos va onshon um va tal va fleish shlo shel yodos ha reiz ger, cuz we know the hodah sa mitzvos va onshon is not miyakev, but the second hodah and the kabbalah which is associated with it is miyakev. So the Rambam writes in halacha yud zayin, I feel no the shvishul davar hu misgayer. That's a bigger chiddush than lo hodiyu. Lo hodiyu. Oh, big deal, lo hodiyu. But he found that he's misguided for an ulterior motive, that works. That's a bigger chiddush. It's a bigger chiddush. But if he weren't modi him at all, that's a bigger chiddush. So therefore, when he says over here, that lo, do you a mitzvah v'yonchon? Okay, and later I feel another shibudav shibutz gaya. It must mean that they told him something, and he's mekabel something. Then it's a bigger chiddush that bishuldav shibutz gaya. If they told him nothing, and then that would be a bigger chiddush. The afil would be misplaced. That's what the Magen Mishnah explains. The Magen Mishnah explains over here. Ze poshut alok yizayim. Of course not. The whole purpose of the hodas and mitzvahs is just to scare him away. To scare him away. And it's interesting, we talk about the what is and what is not me'akev. The Shulchan Aruch adds a word to the Rambam. It's important to see the Shulchan Aruch proper inside. You have the Shulchan Aruch in front of you, please open up. Reish Samaches. Sifyud Beis. Quotes to the Rambam. Kshabolis Gaia, Bolton Hashem Elam Moments, Rora, Pachad, Isha, Ish, Imlonis Lamila, Modiin Lahem, Kovet, Olatora, Vitorach, Shesh Basiyah, Salam Mirah. This is a quote from the Rambam verbatim. Kadesh Shifroshu, Kimlu Velo Pirishu Ro, Sam Shechoz, Miava, Mikalam also. From Lobot Kuacha, Voshlo, do you schar Hamitzis Vionsham? That's not the lesson of the Rambam. The Rambam's lashon was Oshalo do hamitzvah zionchen. He threw in the word schar as well. He threw in the word schar, but the mitzvahs themselves apparently he was modia. They should know something. Oh, now there is a Bach. The Bach, at first glance, when we saw the Bach once before, it's time to see it again. Is quoted as being someone who perhaps held that you don't need Kabbalah Samitzis. I think we're going to try to talk about all those potential shittas. This whole sefer that I'm quoting from, Kagerika Ezra, is one long sefer to try to have everybody wants to talk about Samitzis. Everybody. No one disagrees. Well, we already spoke about a problem with the Dark Emotion, with the Bach. Let's take a look and see what he says. Okay? So, the Bach. Suggests that Kabbalah submits is not miyak, okay? But what it perhaps, what likely the Bach means by saying that it's not miyak, we already saw that before in one place, Ikat, a second place, we got two places, the Bach seems to hold that way. He's interpreting it in this beautiful Sefer on page Mem Dal and Mem Hey. That's a misinterpretation of the Bach. To say that he holds that Kabbalah submits is not required at all is impossible. It can't be. You have l'shainas shekabolas and mitzvahs enem makeves. May all those skadim al suk shekabolas yadus lechatzoyin lo torah mitzvahs chayotzibo. Lo all of the item. You know why? Because bismanam lo hoisa kayemis mitziyazu. In those days, you wanted to become Jewish. You became frum. There was no other alternative. V'chomah shedibu hu al adin maisi shel amiras kabolas mitzvahs bepeh o bifnei bezdin. And the Bach said according to the Rambam, Shafilo Shatfilo Lohoisel Lashem Kabbalah Mitzvahs. What does that mean? But you makabel Yadus Chalahageris. You know why? Kabbalah Sayadus Kolelas Hakol. That's what my Rebbe said. You makabel Yadus. Yadus by definition means mitzvahs. The two are inseparable. Inseparable. Doesn't mean we're not going to keep the mitzvahs in reality. No way. The Bach never said anything like that. How do you know? He quotes a Bach at the end of Siman Resh Samaches. At the end. But the Rambam. The Rambam says, Ger Shechozel L'Suro. Right? Ger Shechozel L'Suro. He's Jewish. You have to mount Meshav Aveda, etc., etc., etc. These are the words of the Bach, and I quote: "Avol Rava Magid." Right, we know what the Magid Mishnah said before. The Magid, the fear Rava Magid, it's nicha. It's okay. I'm reading to you. The koy lechazar belasa mishumed the tayavud. Fine. Kamash malon. The din ger is there. Listen to the words of the Bach. End of Masl Avol. Very end of Reish Samaches. Next to Let's Praga. What does he say? Ochel Nevel Sotayovim. The mitzvah lahachzir avedoso. V'lo arminon. Kevin in his gaya b'shuldava v'chozo v'nasa n'shubo l'tayovim. Dino kegoi gomur. Fisho chohiach sofo atchilosom. Lohoye ger tzedek meyolim afilu shohachas. V'goi gomur hu. What do you see from the Bach? That had we said, no Kabbalah submissive, he's a goy gomer. You can't tell me at the Bach that you don't have to have Kabbalah submissive. You don't have Kabbalah submissive. Then why would he be a goy gomer? Why would we also give him his back as Aveda? That's a fascinating riot. But the Bach agrees with the consensus view that Kabbalah submissive is in fact miyake. I mentioned yesterday that Rabbi Yosher had something to say about that, the Ach v'achot. So that's discussed over here in this sefer on page Pei Dalet and Pei Hei. Watch this. He says as follows. Rabbi Yosef said in his Aoros and Pchoros Aflamin, Kabbalah chutz min davar acher, eino chala. We saw Machlokes is about a great length. On the bottom. Not against Ach v'achos. What did Rabbi Yosef say over there? He says, there's not enough edus to be mevatel the geiris. Why? Why? These are the words of Rabbi Yosef. V'nira od, v'hod noeg b'darche Yisrael, em was a klolim kavuim, v'yesh lishko kol dovel fi ha'inyan v'azman, u'me l'fonim b'Yisrael, k'sherinu tovel l'kerio v'chayotzi bo, v'yachad em zehu over al achas mi mitzvus Hashem ha'shlotei osena, gam em dover zeh midivrei sofrim nira poshut, sh'zeh mahavi reyes v'chazoko, ach b'zmanenu, yesh lodun, Shahisnagus Bedarche Hayadus Shayoda Nikvasa Gavis Loveshes Sas Tsura Acheres Primenu Misnaki Derech Shayudim Ashu Shochim Besocha Misnagim Kagom Umavaka Besa Knest Bishabas Vyamte Lokech be it this kosher is kosher me Loved Bishabas Omakan Shabas Chayosibo Ishloma Dai de Zemach Zigimos of the Ger Gam kisha over a dover medivre sofrim. Continues Rabbi Yosef. This Bukovsky was Toshav Tel Aviv Astros Bashon, many decades. Lidvarov, he went to shul on Shabbos. He was known as a Jew. Two Edim came who said that he ate Chaza and Treif and Yom Kippur. They're the ones who say he was not known as a Jew. I'm going to rely upon them, the Mevatel Maisa Bezin. And now, he got married in Lishkas Terabonis with a Jewish woman. Apparently, they checked him up. Kolod v'adavolo yizbar p'edim nemonim v'ochokos v'chotchos v'mamod ho'ishi shal al Barkovsky al istaguso eichu mukol ha'she sviva v'ein v'yodeinu l'achwi abanidu. So, I can't rule that he's not Jewish. So, some wanted to say, Pshat and Rabbi Yosef, that's what I originally thought. That what? Kabbalah's kol mitzvah is not miyakev. There's no Agdache Yisrael. There's no klom kavuim. Kviyanyan. There's no. It's a misunderstanding of Rabbi Yashiv. Why? There the question was that was not discussing was there a geres for Kabbalah's kol mitzvah or not. No. It's cheskas yados. The claim was made he was megayer in Poland. But we have no proof he's Megayer in Poland. That's the basic idea of Rabbi Goren. There's no proof he ever was Megayer. So Rabbi Yashiv responds, well, wait a minute. He was known as a Jew. He was known as a Jew. Okay? Known as a Jew. And we assume he's Jewish. Right? Otherwise, they wouldn't do Noag B'Darche Yisrael. Oh! On this is Rabbi Yashiv. The words Noag B'Darche Yisrael. Changes by the generations. But that's what the Etzim Giruso? No. They have to assume that there was a Kabbalah on everything, even a quantum of Yashi. That's how we explain the page Mem Dalet and Pei Hei. I think he's correct. And I guess I made a mistake when I read over Yashiv's Tshuva. What's going on over here? Rabbi Yosher is the biggest machmer on Geirus, and here he wants to say that maybe he really is a Geir because he's afraid to be matan and mamzerim. That's what I probably did not read it properly. I think this Geir Kesbuch read it more properly than I did, that he's not discussing that question. Oh. But now we go back to the original question, Rabbi Moshe's question. The case of the same Gemara from Haman Bates. What happened? She converted in order to marry an Eved. Not allowed. Like Chutz Midavar Echad. So, you know, he quotes her of the Dibras Moshe as his Chiddush Nifla. That before this happened, he was already Muxak to it. Before he wanted to marry the Eved, before the Gerus, that's itself the Gerus without a Bezin. And then, right, he doesn't like it too much. You know what he said? I think maybe even more likely. I'll read his words. He said, listen. He says, maybe after the conversion, she'll decide not to marry the guy. Or more likely, that's a shvaravot. Come on. More likely, old Pevov, he kibla lea bichlalos haseyadus. Uvizmanam bezn hayayochol lichfos lahafrish over yavera. Yodasha bezn yochol afrisha meyisr. Kevash al das kainis gaira, kainen kan shir bekabolas hamitzus. Kevash al bezn yafrisha milasas yisr. You know, we're so used to toothless and powerless but they didn't. We forget sometimes that in years gone by, the Bezen had tremendous power and they could stop a marriage. They presumably would stop such a marriage. And therefore, this is something which pertains in this case. And it's a complete Kabbalah on Lafem Heyamid base. That's what it says. Frekt era gavaldika kash. Page Pevo. Listen to this. From Moshe ben Aharon. Listen. Question becomes, Mekachtos! Shemhoisi odas she'osu linosu le'eved, lo'hoisu mekabelas esa mitzvahs. Should be a Mekachtos? The answer is, it's not called Mekachtos. Why? Kevin Shahoya biyodo livdok es mitzvah satora vimlo bodka enka mekachtos mishakona dover uviyodo livdok imumatimlo vachakach moze shena matimlo shibbe pashin enka tanis mekachtos Kevin Shahoya lo livdok. Yeah, you could have checked what the mitzvah saw. You didn't bother, you're accepting it blind, no matter what it says. That's a very, very, very important point. Very important point, critical point. That's something which is amazing. And he says like this, it's not someone who converts to conservative Judaism. There we say it's a mekachtos, gomer, that's not geirus. That's a completely different kind of a geirus. It's not, but here, no. She wouldn't have married, etc. She wouldn't have converted, she knows she can't marry him. But the Geirus is the same Geirus. She should have checked. You didn't bother checking with the mitzvah saw, so you macabre on yourself. That's what he's suggesting. More than that, by conservative conversion, Anan Sade Shavade Lohayamuchel Nizgar Das the Kabbalah Kol HaMitzvahs. For sure. So we don't say, Hoyalo Livdo. Shesov Sofa Dava Boro Lekulam. Shaladas Ken Lonasa HaGeirus. The case in the Gemara Baba Basra, the person heard that his son died, wrote all of the chosin to somebody else. Even though he could check, he couldn't check if the son died or not. Anan Sadi. So in other words, certain tusin are so obvious, there's such an Anan Sadi, you don't say, well, if he was concerned, he should have tried to find out. You don't say it. And in between the situation, then we say that if you had the ability to find out and you didn't, so by that, we cannot, by definition, call it a toast. That's what you see on page Pevov. Oh. On the next page, Pezayin, he says, you know, the Achiezer, which we said, is mechayev on yourself to all the mitzvahs. You know, I'm not going to be able to keep them all. I have a teyovah and this and this. No, you mekabel them all. Mekabel them all. You try to, you know, to be as firm as you can, but you may fail. Now we come to Tshuva's Meshiv Dover. Meshiv Dover, it's called over here Chelik Hey Simen Mem Vav. I have a Meshiv Dover. I don't think I have all the halakim in it. It's my old-fashioned Meshiv Dover. The YU based man has a beautiful new Meshiv Dover. And you can look it up there. Maybe it's even on Bar Ilan. I couldn't find this Tshuva in my edition. Doesn't mean it's not here anywhere, but I just couldn't find it. Or Simon Memo. I'm not going to look here again, but just if you have a chance, you can look it up in the original. But he quotes the words. Listen to what he says. Yeshlach kor bezeh ha'inyin b'mishemol v'tovol They became Jewish, even though lawyer was Shom the Kabbalah. What's the case of Hillel? Who was the Makabal the Geir before the Makabal of all mitzvahs? So what it tells us the answer, Rashi quotes over there, is Batuach Shikabal, future tense. Doesn't help. Hillel and Makabalim, Al Zemesan and Mahani Ayushit, Al Yenemash and Makabalz, Umamish, Badayan, Eno Geir, by Mahani Mazeshi, Hillel Batuach, Vizebor. This is a quote from the again, the Sefer Kager Ka Ezrach. Who's he quoting over? The Netziv. The Netziv. So, first glance, you want to say that the Trat in the Netziv, Kabbalah is not Makiv at all. It was against the Rishonim, against the Shulchan Aruch, as we saw. How can it be? Even in the Hamek Shela, it says Faker. I have a Hamek Shela. He says at the very end, and Sefer is also Bracha. Talks about a case of a nitin al shivcha. We'll get to discuss that at great length. The Mishnah of Dalam and Beis, but the sugya we sort of peaked it a few times over there. He said, maybe the person wasn't the Kabbal Das Yudas B'emes. Says in the Netziv, as far as nitan is concerned, you know what nitan means? Someone who was rumored to be with a non-Jewish woman. Shunomar vare akshi ha'aksher is gaira bevezn kedin bekabolas hamitzvahs bepia. That's the typical case. Mikomakom kevin sheishtanu chashash shel kiblas hayadus be'emes lo chala hageris. Yeah. Then he adds, I feel my end in Kabbalah, and Mrs. Meshivcha Shemishtach Reres. It's not Makib Begeruza, but there's no Kabbalah, and Mrs. So then it's a problem. The Kabbalah, and Mrs. is Ma'akev. Dvorim Shebelev is Dvorim Begerus. We'll see later. And even if ain't Kabbalah, and Mrs. Ma'akev, Meshivcha Shemishtach Reres, she's not Shomeres as a Mitzvah. I feel the Chashash is it. Motziya Nosav Imenu. Shasura Bechitun. Therefore, these are serious shittas which have to be taken into account.
Rabbi, there within the Netziv, the first, the Meshur Davar, room to distinguish between Futsi Davar Echad and Kabbalah Smitzes? It could be he holds Kabbalah Smitzes Ma'akiv, just Futsi Davar Echad's not Ma'akiv. He accepts 612, so he has Kabbalah Smitzes. He just, they have Futsi Davar Echad.
That's very good. Again, I don't have the full lush of the Netziv in front of me. If you want to put it on the board, I saw it quoted as a chelik hey, but I don't know. My version, I don't think it goes that far. I may have an incomplete. And the yeshiva has a fancy Meshav Dover. It's a big, fat, red, tall, red volume. I have a slim, black volume. So I know there's another version. Maybe there's more. I do not know. Mm-hmm. He says over here, I told you the Kager Ezra, that when Tosfos says, Chav Dalad, read it again. Chav Dalad at base. Lovi made over the Shlomo, etc., etc. So he says over here, Tosis question about Hillel. Hoya batuach hoya Hillel. The sofa las as a shem shamayin. Very nice. How does that help? How does it help? Is batuach as a shem shamayin? That's the question. So he explains. again, that he wants to know when it's considered chutz midaber echad, when it's considered what mekamim mitzvahs at all. And as a matter of fact, I think he's right to say that the Nitziv doesn't require Kabbalah Smith, which some people say is against what he wrote in the Hamak Shela. End of Kuf Lamed Dalet talks about Niton. It's as follows. Oh, you know what the problem is? Even Shivcha Shnishtacho is recalled the Lachz of the Kabbal Das Yudis. It says in Yivam Asaf Mem Zayin. Da'afilu ain't Tzorch LeKabel. Yikomakom Harei Chashuda Shein B'dayta Lishmer Das Yudis Klal. Rak Mishul Nisuvin is Garev Nishtachar. Nefa Lo Yichnos. You see, Klor, that the Nitziv himself here holds you have to have Kabbalah on mitzvahs. And they quote it from the contrary in Meshiv Dover is a misunderstanding of his position, of the Nitziv's position. Yeah. Fine. So where do you draw the line between what's important, what's critical, what's not so critical? So remember the Achiezer we spoke about? Shabbos and Kashrus are the Iker. I was wondering about that. Because the Gemara seems to say that you accept Torah Shabbat, not Torah Shabbat Pet, it's still giving yourself the Shabbos with Hillel. So the basic laws of the Shabbos and Kashrus is primarily Torah Shabbat Pet. It's not so simple that Torah Shabbat should suffice. It's interesting, the Lamed Lahol had a serious case where somebody, a Kohen, and is a woman, he wants to be a guy. A Kohen's not a marriage of yours. True, he's not allowed to be with a Shiksa either. Yeah. So if you know for a fact you're going to marry the Kohen, he can be a Kabbalah anyway. The Takonas are Kohen, the Issa Chorus, the Dibbe Kabbalah, and his children should be Jewish. Should be Jewish. Now, yesterday we spent a lot of time on the
student. Is that how we paskin?
I don't know about that, Psak. I said Malama Lahol. I don't know if we should paskin that way. I would not run there. I wouldn't run there. But that's what he says. Rabbi Gershom or Golan, the Chorus of Lama and Beis, Yinama Kabel, Kemo Shalom Yamad Bezer. The guys have accepted except for one. You know, except for one, probably not going to keep the rest of it anyway. No, you're not going to keep it. You won't keep it anyway. Yeah, that's what made a Gershom Moragola. But apparently, again, he's not going to be able to withstand the temptations. Okay, so after you do it, what we call a case-by-case basis. This is against the Achiezer that we spoke about already. It's a Simon Chavav Sivkon Gimel. But the Gemara means it should not be Makabal, this game, Lechatchila. And if a guy says, I'm Makabal, but this, I'm not Makabal. Not the Pesham Ganavar related. I'm not Makabal. That's no good. That's no good. But according to Gershom Margol, maybe it's Chal even in that kind of a case. Maybe that's the case that we're talking about. Perhaps it's a little bit of a complicated parsha over here. I read you the lashon of the Sefer Kager Ka'ezrach about this. The Malam Lahoel. Al derech zu. What does that mean, al derech zu? Chutz min davar echad, if you master mefurash in a mekabel, ab a mekabel lover ome shiyavar l'tayovan chalages, which Rav Chaim Moses says, in Melamed Oh may hold something very similar. Very similar. Very similar. He goes further. and says as follows. In a case in which, is again quoting from the Netziv, the Netziv says in his Meshav Davar again, what does he say? He says, if you're a Makabel, a ger, when you should not have been Makabel, Bezen Guft. So we've seen this once before. If the entire power in Bezen today is because of Shlichu Sayu, these guys are not a proper Shlich. They would never order them to do Geris, and therefore the Geris is Batul. Wow, that goes back all the way to the Netziv and others who say something along those lines. Again, according to the Rambam, you're only Mumchi, you're only Shlichu Sayu. We can say that if it's a Shas HaTchak, Kidiyeved, and you can rely on Shlichu Sayu, it's not clear. What if somebody converts to Reform Judaism? I accept on myself whatever the Reform Rabbi tells me, I'll do it. Conservative, which is similar. He writes over here on page Sadi Hey, something fascinating. If you're a Megaya to be a Reform or conservative Jew, it's nothing. Why? So like this. Reform and conservative Judaism, they drive their cars on Shabbos. It's nothing. He knows what Yiddishkeit is. That includes keeping Shabbos. He's wanting the Kabbalah of Yadis Chelkis Bulvan. But if a guy wants the Kabbalah mitzvahs only from Sunday to Tuesday, not from Wednesday to Shabbos. It doesn't work that way. So he writes up here on page, Sadi, hey, it's no good. You're misguided to what he calls over here, Yadut Lo Amitit. You're misguided to an imposter, a false version of Yiddishkeit. It's not really Yiddishkeit. He gives an interesting example. A man wants to marry a woman. He doesn't know what marriage means. He thinks, oh, you marry a lady? She'll do your laundry. He sees women doing laundry. He thinks that's the whole thing. She does laundry. If that's the whole thing, she does laundry, that's a misunderstanding of what marriage is. So too, you convert to Judaism. You have no idea what it does to know what it is. Not the same as the Shabbos Saf Samaches. There, you don't know the laws of the Torah, but you misguided to Yadis Amitis. It's pure, what we call Rabbinic Judaism. It's true Judaism. But this guy is converting to conservative or Reform. He's converting to a different religion. A different religion. Crazy. Should be no good. No good. That's what he says over here on page Sadivov. Right? It's not proper Judaism. You know, some years back, a bunch of Agudas Rabbanim rabbis, old school American, Europe, in a big patch, and it came up in L.A., that this Reform Judaism is not real Judaism. Oh, they took umbrage. You're saying we're not Jewish? No, I never said you're not Jewish. And you're practicing something which is not proper Judaism. I'm not saying you're not Jewish. You're born Jewish. You remain Jewish. But that was that whole tumult some years back. Now, we said before the question we called Mekachtos. Mekachtos. Didn't know we were getting yourself into. Now, how should we say it? It's coming from different sources that we have a classic case. What's a case of Mekachtos? Yayin v'nimtza chometz. You wanted to buy wine. Turns out it's vinegar. It's a whole different item. A whole different item. Right? No. 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 This is different. He wants to suggest, I'm going to try to find it, if I can find it over here. The Mekach Tos, Moshe Kona Yayim, and Nimtza Chitim, not Chomet, Chitim. And the Klala Minche Kona. I wanted to buy wine, you gave me wheat. Gam Kan, Ayadus, Shekibel, and the Klala Yadus Amitis. Well, Yadus Amitis, Yeshkan Mekach Tos Gomor. That's what he suggests. I'm here on page Sadiches. Sachirish. Now, 9 pages later, on page Kuf Zayin, he says something which we tell all of our Gerim. Always say the same thing, which is when you're misguided after misguided to belong to an Orthodox shul. If you don't belong to an Orthodox shul, we won't do the geris. We just won't do it. We won't. You have to have a sponsor and belong to an Orthodox shul. The Achiezer said so. The only time you're misguided, if you join a frum community with Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. You'll tell me that people in the shul where they keep Torah mitzvahs, they whisper Lashon Hara and they're talking shul, gewalt. Talking shul. No. Writes as follows. Look, quote Rebbe Chaim Oizer. You join an Orthodox shul, keep Torah mitzvahs. There's some things that Tzareinu, Mizuzolim et Talamon, like Lashon Hara, in the Kabbalah of his Kolam mitzvahs, like your day shall have and I say the same thing applies, but a woman doesn't dress well because all the people in the shul also don't dress well, etc. Just the same nakuda over here when it comes to the Lashon Hara on the page Kuv Zayin in the Sefer. I think it's true. If you join a reformed temple, forget it. They don't view themselves as being bound by the mitzvahs. Forget it. It's nothing. Said it as once an Orthodox rabbi, so-called in this community, said after the Holocaust, mitzvahs are no longer binding. That is kfirah. And that's what the apparently conservative form goes for in a big way. Now we come to the famous, famous tshuva of the Mishpatei Uziel. Oh. Those who may know, in certain communities, they say, we follow Rabbi Uziel. And they claim to try to hide behind Rabbi Avadia too, but I don't think it really works. This is the Mishpatei Uziel's quote here on page Kuf Zayin, Chelet Zayin, Simen Chof. Piskei Uziel. But in the old day, he wrote a letter to a killer with a Misurati, it means conservative. They don't give a Shabbos and Yonta. And they married not Jewish. And then they're married to non-Jewish women. They want to become convert now, these women. They don't expect to keep mitzvahs. Like their husbands keep the mitzvahs. They'll be traditional. They'll light candles. They can filter fish and whatever they'll do. But they'll drive to the game of the ball. So you want to be matir, the guy of the Mishpatei Uziel. Why? Because it says, Ger shemo v'tovah lo giyor shetovah lo v'shem geris. Hem Yisraelim gemurim miyad. Yeah, that's what it says. The Piskei Uziel. Do we accept the Mishpatei Uziel? Not. It's impossible to say it that way. He writes over here on Kuf, the next page. Kuf Yud Bein. What kind of Kabbalah is that? He has to make a Kabbalah. He says, in advance, I'm not keeping anything. So what kind of doublespeak? Nothing. He doesn't believe in God. He doesn't believe in the Mitzvah. He doesn't believe in the Torah. So of course we can't accept it. However, Rabbi Uziel brought two riots. He brought two riots. One, the Gemara, not Mem Zainaman base, where we say, Eimedak Gemara, we'll get to a certain point, no longer are asking tough questions. Okay? But what does the Shach say? The Shach says, I'm reading the Shach, Rei Samaches, we got the Shach for a second. Sivkotin Hay. Rei Samaches, Sivkotin Hay and the Shach. What does it say? Hey, Medachim Olam. Kolomar. Afiosin Nixus Onshin. Elo Dio called the Duke Onshin. And the Modin also there a cloud. Kodesh the Bustle the Torah, Zuah Chalta Chilu at Onish Kores, Chilat the Shabbos at Onish Skila, Achshav Chalta Chilu, Vein Laudio Kolad Diktukim via Chumers, Shesh Vyisa Chilu Vyisa Shabbos. Why? The Shema Kavanos Ala Shamayin. And he calls to Bach. You don't want to chase him away. Maybe he's really sincere. Says Abu Zil, you see? If he's sincere, so you gotta take him in, even if he's not gonna keep all the Duke mitzvahs. Yeah, the Bach and the Tig and the Toad are gonna wait. So the Hadar is only in Yitzir to Yifrash Yifrash. That's it. Says the Kager Kazu Chas V'Shalom. That's the second Hadar. The second Hadar. In the first one, Yemodiah Kishikaba Solakayim. I won't know for sure. You can't predict the future. But you have to mekabel on upon yourself. The mekabel on yourself comes along. Rav Uziel with another word over here. This is the found on page Kuf Yud Dalet. He says, you know, it's enough to have sofer l'shem shemayim. What's sofer l'shem shemayim? Like the story of Hillel. Story of Hillel. Tostaf Chav Dalman Beis doesn't say. Mekabel Kai Mitzvahs. No. If it's the Shem Shammai, it'd be Mekabel Mitzvahs. And they said, what do you mean? His Batur is Mekabel Shem Shammai. He doesn't say, even Mekai the Mitzvahs. That's a tie to this astray. If it's the Shem Shammai, by definition, you will be Mekabel Mitzvahs. So therefore, he thinks Abu Ziel is wrong, absolutely wrong. And boom, you're out. That's what he said about the Mishpatei Uziel. Okay. A little further. There's a Chazanish, quote on page Kuf Tes Zayin in the Sefer Yoredeh and Kuf Yotes. It's a Konyan base. Oz base. Indian Geiris and another Mamad be a Sodo. Shetziva Hashem as Yisrael chukim and mishpatam and emotion of Eo, vivdilei mikol ha'amim ayadei milo, tvila v'kabbalah, etc., etc. Avlam eino maimin b'kol zos, ashe mekabal of this naga p'chukei ha'torah meshe ha'noga zos mitiva also, part of the Jewish community, o matzelos also min ha'hezek, ein ze kabbalah's geirus. Nothing. If you don't believe, there's nothing. Absolutely zero. Nothing. He has to have a muna. He used to sing a song, Rakamuna. You still sing that song? So you have to have a muna. Without a muna, you have absolutely nothing. Zero. That's in Makabal. You're not Makabal. It's nothing. Quote to Maral, it's the same thing in Shabbos Aflam and Aleph. The komako min lo havi b'chal Yisroel, lo shayach abegeres. You don't believe. You can't be Megaris somebody like that. It's impossible. And the right from a Rambam. The Rambam says, an interesting Rambam. The Rambam says, in order to become even a lower level, not the higher level we're discussing about a Ger Gomer, but a lower level, you find the Rambam. Hilchos Melachim, Rabbosai. Hilchos Melachim. Perek Ches Halacha Yud Aleph. You have to believe to be a Ger Tosha. You have to believe to be a Ger Tzedek. Absolutely. Oh. Now, most Geris, most Orthodox Geris, sadly, in America, is L'shem Ishus. We already learned that the Ritva said, and the Mukhi Yosef quoted it, that L'shem Ishus works with Chazaka, Agav Onsei, Gomer Umakabel. And we know that the Devar of Rome says it does not apply, Bizman Hazeh. It does not apply. Why? Who are we fooling? The Rambam says, in the olden days, I read you the words as follows. It says, in the olden days, everyone's frum. So if you're not going to be frum, the spouse won't accept you, the community won't accept you. Agavun tzegamer mekabli. With manazeh, many Jews are not shomer mitzvahs, and the gay himself. He's going to enter a society not shomer mitzvahs, and the spouse is not shomer mitzvahs. There's no chazaka at all, and the chazaka goes out, and the geirus l'shem ishus could go out. As he writes on page kuf chaf aleph, it's really the Dvar Avraham said so. Chel gimel simen chaf ches. A raya from the Gemara that flamin of the beis geir she nechsha l'davar echad. Nechsha the kol Torah kula, and you don't believe him. What do you see? That if it's not nechsha, it is believed, and you don't make a distinction with this guy the shemishus or not. It's a chazak, he became everything. So his wife and the society should take him in. But you marry a secular woman, so and you're sitting in a secular society. No. Yeah, you want to say Agav Unsei? Yeah, Agav Unsei will stay in the mikveh. I'm a kabbal everything. They told him if you want to register to go on and marry in the Rabbanut, you got to say I'm a kabbal everything. But no more than that. And here he comes with a critique of one of my favorite rabbis of today. I think he's right. Rabbi Shlomo Amar. I'm a big Rabbi Shlomo Amar fan. But I don't agree with him over here. I'm not masking. He quotes, Shut Shema Shlomo Chelik Vav Simen Yud Beis. And he quotes him to bash him. What does he say over there? He says, listen carefully. Nishay Shimshin Shlomo, right? Shema Los Kabna Lekayim Torah Bemis. Just in order to marry these Gedolei Yisrael, but they weren't mekabel anything. Just when I serve the chutz, playing lip service. Who said that they're mekabel bechlal? But they know without mekabelos yados, they can't get what they want to the mekabel. Who believe them soaking, he said. They're laughing, they're mocking in their hearts at the same time. They're joking around. You'll say, well, no. Maybe the mekabel of Torah mitzvahs. Even if it's not Borolono, so we take their word for it. We have no Umdu the Nebucha they don't want. Maybe the same reason that causes them to convert is to get what they want. Onus. Shemirov, Cheshkin, Ratzon, Lahasik, Esmavuksham, Nelsu, the Kabbalah, Mal Torah, Mitzvahs. I got Nusim. Okay? That's what he's saying. Now, quotes the whole story. Ani tomea on dvarim tumuim. What are you kidding? All the achronim and they said you can't say what's called toyu v'zomen. The Gemara says toyu. That's the case when we say agav unsei gomer makna gomer makabel is toyu v'zomen. Somebody is forced with a whip to sell something. So the Gemara says the Baba Basra that it works. Whoa! I see I'm out of time. We'll have to stop here. I'm in the middle of Rabbi Shlomo Amar. I'm sorry I couldn't finish it. We will stop. Tomorrow, 1:15 is good for everybody again. Okay, 1:15 tomorrow. See you then.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Rebbe quoted the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim Perachas Yud Aleph.
Right.
So I had this question. So I learned this once before, and the person who gave the shir said the only way a goy can be go to Olam Haba if he accepts the Sheva B'nai Mitzvos, yes, also so B'nai Shetziva B'hen HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Torah. So I said, let's say a guy is just a, you know, he's a respectful guy. He's honest in business. He's a good son. He's a good husband. He does chesed, and then he dies. He can't be Olam Haba.
According to the Rambam, if he doesn't believe in God, even though he's an ethical and moral person, he doesn't get Olam Haba. I mean, you know, what can we do? I'll say that it's not his fault. It's not his fault. The default position of every Jew has a chelik. The default position of the goy has no chelik. He can get a chelik if you believe in God and do the mitzvahs. But if you don't believe in God, the mitzvahs are not, won't get into Olam Haba.
So let's say he believes in God, but he's not Judaism. So it's another religion. So he does believe there's a God. Because yeah. The Rambam seems to say that he's accepting the seven many mitzvahs because Hashem commanded him to do those seven mitzvahs. I'm like, how many goyim would do that? I mean, today, not many.
You're right. I don't know. If he believes in God, even though his belief in God is somewhat confused on a simple level, this is what to say. You know, the Ramah writes that if a guy is a Christian, he's okay. He's not considered in violation of Avodah Zarah. He believes in God. I believe it's called Shituf. I just saw yesterday by Shechter about a whole out of character critique of somebody, very out of character, and was sent to me by some Kanoi. And he quotes himself, but he wrote 2012 for Torah Web, where he writes that the Rav said from the name of Reb Chaim that was a, like a,